narrated Urwa bin al-Zubayr that he heard Marwan bin al-Hakam and al-Miswar bin Makhrama relating one of the events that happened regarding Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, when he concluded the truce with Suhail bin Amr on the day of al-Hudaybiyah. One of the conditions which Suhail bin Amr stipulated was his saying to the Prophet, peace be upon him, "If anyone from us, that is, infidels, ever comes to you, though he has embraced your religion, you should return him to us, and should not interfere between us and him." Suhail refused to conclude the truce with Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, except on this condition. The believers disliked this condition, and got disgusted with it, and argued about it. But when Suhail refused to conclude the truce with Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, except on that condition, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, concluded it. Accordingly, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, then returned Abu Janthal bin Suhail to his father Suhail bin Amr, and returned every man coming to him from them during that period, even if he was a Muslim. The believing women emigrants came to Al-Madina, and Ummi Kulthum, the daughter of Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayth, was one of those who came to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and she was a fully mature girl at that time. Her relatives came asking Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, to return her to them. And in this connection, Allah revealed the verses dealing with the believing women.